The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Thanks to a recent snowstorm barreling through the city of Chicago, many residents are finding themselves having to shovel out a parking space for their car. And you know, that's no easy feat.
No, that can exhaust you quickly. And it's weird how much you sweat when it's cold like that.
Then it probably freezes too.
Yes, it's hypothermia just waiting to happen.
Right. Well, you've worked so hard, so it's understandable that that in Chicago there is an unwritten rule, and it's called dibs on a parking spot.
Sure.
Okay. So by placing random objects in that space after you've cleared it out, you're making sure that that parking spot is available for you when you leave and then you come back.
That makes total sense because you got to dig it out first, then come back and park.
Yes.
And then somebody else is like, hey, cool, an empty spot.
Right.
No.
But this is what I find so hilarious is that Chicagoans,
yeah,
is that what you call them?
Sure.
I don't know. They're just using random things placed around their house to save these spots. So it wouldn't be weird if you're just going down a street in Chicago, you're going to see some random kitty litter boxes.
Okay.
Maybe a child's basketball hoop stand that's being used.
That's better because I was going to say a child. Just put the kid out there. Hey, wait here, Johnny. Daddy's going to be back soon.
Right. Or a stroller. People are using their kids' strollers to save these spots. So if you're in Chicago area and you're seeing these things, do not take those spots because they are there to say, hey, this belongs to my owner and you can't park here.
There is something about an orange cone. You know the orange traffic cones?
Yeah.
If you just keep one of those in your car, you can always have spots and things like that because people will not move an orange cone. They feel like it's official. You can put an orange cone anywhere. Do it as an experiment. Go get an orange cone, put it somewhere, and then videotape it. No one will move it and park there.
That's
it's
a
crazy.
Great life hack.
Yeah, it is. There you go. The scoop. You're welcome today. Thank you, Lady Rock. This is The Wally Show, and kids grow up so fast, and if you blink, you can miss some of their pivotal moments.
But thankfully, that's not the case for this one guy who was streaming. I guess it's a big thing for gamers now that you can play online, yeah, and you can talk to each other through your headsets.
Oh, it is a big deal. Me and the 12-year-olds playing Call of Duty are the best. But people will actually stream and watch other people just play video games to see how they play, and people make millions of dollars doing this.
Wow, that's
it's crazy.
Insane.
Different world.
But as you're streaming, you know, you got that headset. If you have anything in the room with you, those people can also hear what's going on around you. And that's the case for this guy. So his little kid comes in just learning how to babble, just learning how to talk. But he called his dad loser. That was the first word that came out of his son's mouth.
You know his wife is so mad.
Oh, yeah. And you know that he's probably heard it from his dad a thousand times. That's where he's probably gotten it.
Oh, for sure.
And, of course, now the guys that he plays with online are not letting him live it down. Like, your kid called you a loser.
He has to change his tag. His online handle has to be loser now. Like, that's so great. Like, kids, man, I'm telling you, like, that first word is a big deal. Parents will go back and forth. Mama? Mama? Dada? Dada? And you do it all the time when your spouse isn't around because you want that first word to be like you. But then when it comes out like loser, that's really funny. I'm really curious about this, though. This makes me think of this. Like, what was your kid's first word? You know, was it mama, daddy? Or was it something really funny like that? And that you're like, how?
Like pickles.
Yeah, exactly.
Or for me, it was possum.
I believe that. Well, that's what raised you. So it makes sense. 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you remember that your kid's first word, you know, and is there a story behind it? I'd love to hear it. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. Same number to call or text. We just love having you be with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Monica, what was your kid's first word?
Well, I don't have any children, but my nephew, who's 16 now, when he was little, from the age 6 months all the way up to 11 months, I would mouth on my nephew's cheek, hand, and front and back, Momo. his first words at 11 months were Mo-Mo, because I'm Auntie Mo-Mo. My sister was infuriated.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, because your sister wanted to be Mama, and he was so close.
Right.
That was ingenious of you to give yourself the nickname Mo-Mo, because it's just close enough that that could happen.
Yes, and he said it loud and clear the way I did it. She immediately called me and said, "What have you done?"
So, Whitney, what was your child's first word?
No-no.
No-no. Why no-no? Is that your nickname?
No. He would always get in trouble ever since he's been a baby. He's always doing things he's not supposed to do. And we would always tell him, no-no. One day he turned around after I told him, no-no. And he said, no-no.
That's the craziest thing about this is kids, they're even when they can't communicate yet, they're aware and they're hearing and they're absorbing. And so the fact that you guys instilled in this little guy the words no-no, you must have said them a million times for him to like internalize that.
A million plus times a day.
So for you, Gretchen, what was that first word that your kid said?
Well, my son said mama.
Oh, that's got to make you feel good.
It did, and it was wonderful. However, the funny thing was that I used to frequent Walmart, and I used to stay home with him the first few years of his life. So we went to Walmart. I put him in the buggy, and we're walking towards Walmart, and the first word he spelled out, ever spelled out, was Walmart.
Most kids spell their name, maybe cat, but he's busting out Walmart. That's fantastic.
He goes W-A-L-M-A-R-T, and I was like, what? Oh, my gosh, too many trips to Walmart.
That is way too many trips to Walmart. And why not like, just broaden the kid's horizon? Run to Target every once in a while.
And now for some good news.
That's right, yeehaw. There's enough negativity in the world. We want to bring you a little positivity here with three rapid-fire good news stories. And we're starting with Lady Rock. What do you got? Good news, giddy up. Go.
It's tough when you're sick and you're having to fight it all by yourself. And that's how a firefighter in Phoenix found himself when he was fighting COVID last month by himself. So his buddies that he works with at the fire station showed up in a fire truck and used the ladder to visit him through his hospital window.
That's so great.
Isn't that precious?
You know what? If you have a bucket truck or a ladder truck, you should be allowed to use it for things like
that. Amen.
Like, it's like, what is it? I mean, yeah, sure, put out a fire here and there, but like, do some fun stuff with it,
right,
too. Nicely done. I'm glad no one got mad about that. Gavin, good news, giddy up. Go.
There's a Burger King in France that's giving out 2-pound bags of potatoes for free to customers who go through the drive-thru, which can't bat an eye at that. That's 2 pounds of fries, to be honest.
Yeah, you gotta make them yourself, but trust me, they're better than Burger King's fries.
Oh, yeah.
Their fries are the worst.
But they actually bought
an extra... Sorry, good news, giddy up. Go, they're great.
They bought those extra 200 tons of potatoes to help out the farmers who are having a huge surplus because of the pandemic.
Okay, that's good. So they bought the surplus and then gave it away. That's good. I like that. That is a good news story. Their fries are still horrible.
Yes, they are.
And finally, would you like a cheap ticket to outer space? There's a billionaire who bought 4 seats on the first all-civilian SpaceX flight set to launch in October. Like, what in the what? Like, that's
this
crazy.
Year?
I guess, yeah.
Holy cow.
I know, that seems a little quick, honestly. But anyone who donates to St. Jude's Children's Hospitals this month will have a chance to win one of those seats. Like, what a great prize.
No, I don't want it.
I know you don't, but I do.
I'm too scared.
I donate in my name, because I'd like to go.
And
think of this. Think of how far away from you I would be.
That. Now you got me interested.
I thought so. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
Oh my, my, there's a new coronavirus warning out, but not the normal kind concerning your health. This one concerns your financial health or your identity.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, apparently we must be getting vaccines out to younger people now because people are starting to post pictures of the shot record.
Oh no.
And I know it's younger people because my grandmother just figured out how to use a phone. There's no way she's posting that, you know? They're saying that don't post these photos because while it seems harmless and fun, it has enough of your personal information where somebody who is unscrupulous could use it to, like, open up a credit card or buy a cell phone and things like that. So they're saying, you know, if you're going to do that, block out the, you know, the pertinent information.
Which you would think would be common sense, but sometimes you got to...
You're excited. I just got vaccinated.
Right.
Click, check it out. Because, you know, we have to share every part of our lives online. And so that's the problem. But to combat this, though, the CDC was thinking ahead. They know us. They know that we want to be excited about this. And so they are creating stickers, much like the I voted stickers.
Oh, to put over.
Oh,
doesn't that make sense?
That.
Yeah. So you get your vaccination, they get like can give you a sticker that says, I got vaccinated. I think that's what they went with. Some of the rejected slogans were kiss me, I'm vaccinated. no mask because I got the vax. And my favorite, I've been shot. That was my favorite. So this is the Wally Show, and life changed rapidly after the pandemic hit, and that was the case for this one family. In their area, first, like, the parks closed, so this dad was like, I'm going to be proactive, and he built a kid's basketball court in their backyard. Nice. It's like a nice one, too, where other kids would come and play. Then the gyms closed, so he built a gym in their outbuilding, and then he just finished his latest project, a 310-foot roller coaster behind their house.
He stepped it up a notch.
Like, how awesome is that? That's a dad that doesn't want his kids inside bothering him. but, like, I love this idea because, like, if you're a kid, having a roller coaster in your backyard is amazing.
Is a dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't even fathom this. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Are You Kidding Me? This is where we just talk to kids, okay? And so if you're a kid and you listen, you're on your way to school, or you're doing homeschool right now, this is your moment, okay? Dare to dream. Dream big. Maybe your parents will get the hint. Maybe you got a birthday coming up. I don't know. But what is that thing that you would love to have in your backyard? The thing you've always dreamed of. And who knows? Maybe if your parent loves you as much as this dad loves his kid, you'll get that roller coaster. Or like Toby Mack has a unicorn farm in his backyard. It's amazing.
Toby, he's the worst.
Legend.
Yes, legend is more like it. That's true. So what is that for you? Again, only kids here, and dream big. I'd love to know what's going on in your head and what you picture being amazing for your backyard. 855-33-WAY-FM is the phone number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll do a little Are You Kidding Me right now. If you could have anything in your backyard, what would the ultimate backyard have?
A water park.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is a true story. I lived in California, and there was a really wealthy area of California, but all the houses are like on hills, and their backyard was like this really steep hill. Some parent put a water slide in their hill of their backyard down into their pool, and it looked like a water slide from a theme park. It was amazing.
That's awesome. What kind of rides would you like to have in your water park, Anna?
Water slides and lazy pool.
Okay. Well, the good news is you know, your parents are probably on a little bit of a budget, so water park might be out of the realm, but soaping up a trash bag and sliding down a hill, you know, you could do that.
Oh, well, the good thing is I do live on a hill.
Well, perfect. Hey! All right. You know what? Get adult supervision before you do this, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Tell them Betty Rock gave you the idea.
Okay. Will do.
So, Natalie, if you could design your ultimate backyard, what would you put in it?
I would put a treehouse mansion with my own private beach under it.
Oh, I love where you're thinking. And I like that you're making it exclusive because you don't want riffraff siblings getting in there.
No.
What gave you this idea?
Well, I've always wanted a mansion, but...
Of course.
And a tree, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would. What other kind of things would you have in your mansion?
Maybe like a trampoline.
I like that. I do like where you're going. There's nothing safer than a trampoline up in a tree. That's what I've always said. Okay, so Noah, what if you could have anything in your backyard? What would it be?
A rock wall.
Oh, yes. That's so good. And that's like attainable. That's not like, hey, I want my dad to build a rocket ship.
Have you ever been on a rock wall before, Noah?
Yes, I have. I love rock walls.
Have you thought of a name for your rock wall?
Balboa for Rocky Balboa.
Oh, I do like that. But I feel like we've missed an obvious one.
What?
The Betty Rock Wall.
Oh.
You need one at your apartment.
No, because then you'd be over every day.
That's right. I'd just be climbing up there. Hey, Rock, how you doing? Just me. Not looking in your windows. Just rock climbing.
Freshy man.
This is the Wally Show, and Brayton sent me an email. Says, hey, Wally, I was listening to Weird Al earlier. Said very few people ever, but that's what makes me love Brayton already. He says, I discovered that there are great songs that he has, and I started thinking about the members of the show and what Weird Al songs would represent them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I like this. So Betty Rock, he started with you. Betty Rock, I think, would be Amish Paradise because it describes her best because the whole song's about living in the country.
Yeah, I can see it.
Absolutely. Weird Al was a genius, man. Like, I love Weird Al stuff. Gavin, he did not leave you out. He said, you know, it was hard for me to find one for Gavin, but then all of a sudden it was like a beam of light hit my brain, and it was White and Nerdy.
Of course.
Of course.
Happy Days is my favorite theme song. Like a chair, kick your butt, and a game of ping pong. Any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. I love that song.
Star Trek. My segue. Oh, in my heart they think I'm White and Nerdy.
I mean, that is you, and, yeah. And I love it. And then I was like, okay, well, what's he going to do for me? Bad, maybe? Oh, no, fat. Oh, no, please, no. That's right. I forgot that one. Oh, no. He says, no, Canadian idiot, because I know the battles you have with Canada and your unwillingness to exercise, so you probably like this one.
Well, maple syrup and snow is what they export. They treat curling just like it's a real sport.
That's awesome.
They think their silly accent is so cute. Can't understand a thing they're talking about.
Talking about.
Sure, they got their national health care. Cheaper meds for primary and clean air. Then again, well, they got Celine Dion.
That's crazy. I can't believe I've never heard that Weird Al song.
That one's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, hey, Brayton, we appreciate you putting so much time and thought into this. You can always email me, wally@wayfm.com.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's the Wally Show.
So, I grew up playing video games, Nintendo 64, GameCube, the Wii, and now I own a PS4, but I can't imagine choosing, like, a gaming console or video games over, like, family or my health.
Okay.
But there was a new poll.
Because you're not committed enough.
Oh, should I be?
You need to spend more time playing video games.
I can change that. Coming to work a little bit late every day?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a new poll that came out that asked gamers this question. Would you rather have the vaccine or the new tough-to-get Xbox?
Oh, that has to be like a high, like 80% would rather have the Xbox.
I would agree with that.
Not high, that high, but it was 58% of
people
saying that they would rather get the new Xbox than the vaccine.
Yeah.
But that makes sense to me because typically gamers are young.
Yeah.
And so you see the significance of like serious cases typically go for the older
that and
generation.
Your life choices have already quarantined you. You're
true.
Not dating.
That is so
like,
true.
Like you're hanging out at the house for hours on end. You're
so
having food
true.
Brought in. Like you, like yeah, you already are living the quarantine life. Give me a new system. Yeah. I actually get that.
I can be patient with a new system. Like you might be getting tired of what you do have, but if you've got a new thing, that's five months of new fun you have there.
Absolutely. This is The Wally Show, and sometimes you get help from an unlikely source. And I think Betty Rock experienced this yesterday and found my compassion and maybe some of my skills. She was trying to formulate a text to send. She had gone out on this date, and it didn't click. And that happens. It's part of dating, right?
It happens.
Nothing wrong with either of you. It's just the way
right.
it is.
Right.
And so she felt like she needed to not pursue it. And so what do you say in a text? Like, that's hard.
Right. And I wanted to do it kindly because he did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
It was just not clicking, like Wally said. But I guess, Wally, you could tell that I was trying to formulate.
She was struggling.
I was trying to formulate a nice let you go kind of text. And so I thought Wally had some experience in this.
Wally's gotten a couple of these in his day, and maybe he has some insight. And so I was like, oh no, take out that sentence there. Make it more your fault here. You know, just crafting, like trying to craft it. Because I know what it's like to receive that. The thing is, and the thing about like any sort of a text like that or phone call or whatever, is in the moment it hurts and it stings. But it saves you so much time in the long run, and it's actually the most compassionate thing you can do.
Right, because I know that some people typically will ghost someone.
Yes.
I have been ghosted.
Yes.
Sadly, I have probably ghosted a few people in
absolutely.
My past.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to be respectful of him, his time, and his money.
Or it's worse, you're not feeling it, but then you go out one or two more times, and then you know it's not going anywhere, but then
right.
there's that false hope, because
right.
they think it
right.
is. So again, it's the compassionate move. You just have to frame it well.
Right.
And so I thought this would be great because texting should be short, okay? I think we might have even made it too long. I'm afraid of that. I'm a verbose sometimes. So if you had to send a let you down kind of text to somebody, but you only had 5 words, like, what would you say?
And emojis aren't out of the question.
I don't know about that.
They could count as one word.
So mine was, it's not me, it's you.
Oh!
Yes, that would be a great thing I would do. Like,
it's
then,
not me, it's you.
Right.
That's putting all the blame on the person.
Absolutely. Because everyone says it's not you, it's me.
Right.
But I hate that. Like, I'd much rather know, you were kind of a nutcase. Okay, I can deal with that.
That's probably what you've gotten in the past.
Absolutely.
We're looking for nice ways to put someone.
That's your call.
Oh, yeah.
855-33-WAY-FM. Is there a way to send a text to let somebody down easy, according to Betty, with only 5 words? Can you do that? That is your task. 855-33-WAY-FM. Right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you only had 5 words to do this, what could you say?
You're great. Not for me.
Oh, okay. You know, that's good. You're still saying they're nice.
You're putting a positive spin on it while still letting them know where you stand.
Well, I think that they realize that you're trying to let them down easy and that there's no future there. So it's very direct.
But have I had to send a letdown text to Betty about her job in 5 words? What would that be? So long,
I hope not.
Betty.
She's the reason why I listen.
Been fun-ish.
Lakin, what would your suggestion be if I had to write this text in 5 words?
With 5 words, I would say, I'm leaving the country, bye.
That's perfect. That is so perfect. It's not honest, but it's like very concrete. Now, it is problematic because then on your Facebook, because you know they've got your Facebook, you've got to post a few pictures of you with a background of a different country, you know. But you know, if you're committed, you can pull it off. So how would you do that in 5 words for a text, Warren?
I would say, Wally said, it's no go.
Oh, that great. Blame it on me. That's fantastic.
Also, you're giving Wally way too much power over my love life. That is not a thing.
If you would give me a little bit of control over your love life, I would have you married within 11 months.
No.
I could do it. I could do
no,
it.
No, thank you.
Maybe 12 because you're a little feisty.
No.
Need to freshen up your playlist?
here's what's new on Now.
You obviously know we play great music on Way FM, but our resident youngster, Gavin, spends his time on New on Now and likes to share with you some great music that we're playing over there as well.
Yeah, if you go over to Way on, go over to Way Now, you're going to get a little bit more hip-hop, a little bit more pop music, maybe some rap.
Oh, I like that.
Really
is that what that is?
Yeah. That's about as cool as I can get, if that was cool. I don't know. But every week. Oh, thank you.
In case you're on the fence, you were leaning one way or another, I just pushed you off.
I tried, okay? I tried.
Betty's brutal.
I know. But every week we try to highlight a new song that is playing over on Way Now. And today's song is called Come Back Home. It's produced by this guy named Petey Martin, but... Ooh. Who is on the vocals is even more important.
Oh.
Lauren Daigle.
Oh.
She kills it in this song.
All right, well, let's check this out. To it, man. Yeah. Like, doesn't it? Am I the only one that's picking up Cher here?
No.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, thank you. See? Yeah, it definitely has a Cher vibe, man.
Lauren Daigle is our Cher of
Christian
2021.
Yeah, I'm a big Lauren Daigle fan. So. Wow. Well, there you go. If you like that, where can you find it, Gavin?
Go to waynowmusic.com or download the Way Now app.
It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples. Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get it done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The nominees for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced recently, and I don't think anyone was surprised to see that the streaming service Netflix saw the most nominations thanks to the COVID pandemic.
I was dead set against Netflix at first because I could never find anything I wanted to watch on it, and then they started generating like content and creating shows and documentaries. I'm like, wow, these are really good.
Yeah, but you're spending so much time at home. It makes so much sense that you're seeing now what Netflix has to offer all other streaming services, and you're like, okay, these are award-winning worthy?
I don't know. I'm on season two of Blown Away, a glass-blowing show.
Oh, that show's great.
Yes, thank you, and it's fantastic.
But had it not been for the pandemic, you may not have even known
that it existed. So God bless the pandemic.
Amazon Studios came in second with 10 total nominations, and 10, you think that's a lot. No, Netflix had about 40-something, so there's a big deal. Yeah. HBO and HBO Max followed after Amazon, and then Hulu.
Wow.
If you're wanting to see who wins, the event is airing on Sunday the 28th. It'll be co-hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Here's the cool thing. They will be hosting from separate parts of the country.
Oh, really?
So one is in California. The other one is in New York.
Oh, wow.
But it's going to be a socially distanced situation. Yeah. So
it'll be interesting if it translates. They're both funny in and of their own right and stuff, but I think people are still getting really burnt on Zoom things.
I know. I don't use it near as much as everyone else.
Yeah. At this point, man, I'd probably be like, you know what? I'm just going to watch Netflix. I don't care how they shake out. I just want to watch Blown Away. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
This is The Wally Show, and from time to time we do a segment called Mind Blown, where we want to give you facts that are like mind-blowing so that you can be very interesting. But we're going to change it up a little bit today. We're going to do Mind Blown the Game. Okay. The way this will work is I have a little factoid, which we do, and you're going to start off with three prizes in your hot little hand. If you get the question right with the first clue, you win all three prizes. If you get a second clue, if it takes a second clue, then you go down to two prizes.
Oh, boy.
You take a third clue, and you're down to one prize. And if you don't get it then, it is game over, okay? So there's a couple chances for you in this. So that's how we're going to play Mind Blown the Game. If you'd like to play along, it's very simple. 855-33-WAY-FM.
A little slower.
855-33-WAY-FM. Well, this bed does calm me down.
It does. Like,
and it's very cerebral. And so that's what we're going to do right now. Again, chance to win three prizes.
Three.
Or man, nothing.
Typically, you could do just one, but this is three.
I know. We've ratcheted this up. So let's do this. It's Mind Blown the Game. 855-33-WAY-FM.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jessica, welcome to Mind Blown the Game, where you already start off with three prizes. Pretty great, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a question. You get it right on the first question, you win three prizes. With each hint I have to give you, you lose a prize. So here we go. The guy who invented the mood ring also invented what other product?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, a necklace?
A necklace, a mood necklace. Okay, that seems like it would be in the same realm, but no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, good news. You still have two prizes to go here. He invented the mood ring and this famous as-seen-on-TV product. You're thinking about all those TV shows you watched.
I am.
And all those products that they sold.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot, too.
I know.
I don't know, like the Rapid Ramen Cooker?
Oh, that's a good guess. The Rapid Ramen Cooker. I'd love one of those right now.
I have one of those. They're amazing.
No, I'm sorry. Ooh, okay, so that's two prizes down. Good news is you still got a shot here. One clue left. The guy who invented the mood ring also invented this as-seen-on-TV product with a famous blonde 80s spokeswoman selling it.
Oh, man. I am totally drawing blank on everything I've seen.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Jessica.
Oh,
me too.
That's a bummer. Three's Company, would that have helped you?
Oh, probably.
Okay, well, you're not saying anything, so I guess it didn't. So, I am so sorry. You are the best, Jessica, but thanks for being on the show with us.
All right, thanks.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Mary, we're going to play Mind Blown the Game. Good news is you're starting with three prizes right now. How does that feel?
Oh, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, if you get the question right now, all three prizes. But with every clue I need to give you, you lose a prize. So here we go. The guy who invented the mood ring also invented what? There's your first hard question.
The mood lipstick.
Mood lipstick.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't even know, but it sounds fabulous.
I need it.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So you lose a prize, but the good news is you get a hint. So the guy invented the mood ring. He also invented this other famous as seen on TV product.
Oh, I don't know.
Think of all those things you see with the as seen on TV logo and all those things you saw celebrities hawking.
There's like Pasta Boat, the Flowbee.
Well, I'm thinking of MyPillow, but...
You're thinking of MyPillow? Definitely not the MyPillow guy. Okay.
No.
All right, well, the good news is you have one more chance for one prize. The guy who invented the mood ring also invented this famous as-seen-on-TV product with famous spokesperson Suzanne Summers. What do you think? You know it now.
The Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster's right! Nicely done! You actually caught that. Congratulations!
I'm that old.
Yes! Well, you pulled that out of the fire last minute, and you are winning a prize today, girl.
Yay! Thank you. 'Cause you had a bad
day. You take it one day. This is The Wally Show, and we do this segment from time to time called It Could Be Worse, it gets worse. Like, there are some stories that you're like, how is this continuing to go this direction? But it's actually a good reset, too, because there's times when we can wallow in our own lives, and you realize that, okay, maybe it isn't so bad when you hear, like, this story. So what do you got, Rod?
Yeah, when you hear Joe's story, you'll be rethinking things. He was involved in a serious car accident March 1st of last year.
Okay, that's bad. Starting
terrible.
Off bad.
So he went into a coma
that.
Okay, it's getting worse. Then the pandemic happens.
Gets worse.
And he gets COVID while he's in a coma.
Okay, so far, if you're following along, a serious accident, coma, pandemic, and then how does he get COVID? He's not going anywhere.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it gets better. He wakes up from his coma 11 months later.
Yeah.
His parents have to explain to him, hey, this is what's going on in the world. You Guess had what? No idea.
While you were out, this is what happened.
And
oh
you
my
caught
goodness.
It yeah. and lived through it. Okay, now it takes a dive. He got COVID for a second time.
No, come on, no. man. Like, that guy deserves a life pass. Like, how does that progression happen for anyone? It's so rare to even get COVID twice, but then to survive all of that and then get it again?
Right.
That is insanity. The good news, though, is he is alive and is making progress in his healing, correct?
Yes, that
Thank
is
you.
Very true.
Because otherwise, this would have been the saddest It Gets Worse segment ever. Oh, side note, no. So again, it's just a good reset, like for when you're thinking, man, things are rough for me. Just remember, you weren't in a drastic car wreck. You didn't end up in a coma, and you didn't get COVID twice. So maybe it's all right today. I hate to burn you with this. I'm a little down in the dumps.
Oh, no.
Aww. Yeah, I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
My heart's heavy.
Really?
My soul is black.
What's going on?
We knew that.
Just that doesn't help.
Gavin, he's in a bad place
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
I'm very vulnerable, Gavin, right now, and I don't appreciate your tone. Betty, thank you.
I appreciated your tone, Gavin. I mean,
both of you
we're here for you.
Are horrible people.
So sad.
So sad. And I just wish there was something that could make me feel better.
Well,
right now.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have good news for you. I have a solution.
I would love this solution.
You're a big fan of 80s duo Hall & Oates.
Who isn't? Honestly, right? Like everybody is.
Right. Well, if you're having a bad day,
like I am,
there's a hotline you can call, and it's called Colin Oates.
Oh, I get the play on words. I'm already feeling better because I love play on words. I love cleverness.
So what you have to do is call this number.
Okay.
And then it'll play a Hall & Oates song
the number.
For you.
Hand me the number.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Okay, I will dial this. And it's, I'm telling you, Rock, this better make me feel better. If it doesn't, I'm going to lose my mind, and then I'm going to blame you. Okay? So, here we go.
Welcome to Hall & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear 101, please press 1.
Not going to lie, I'm surprised this is real.
Please press 2. To hear Manita. Please press 3.
Oh.
To hear privatize, please press 4.
Let's go 4.
Privatize?
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Oh, we're getting the whole song, too. I didn't see that coming.
I'm already starting to feel better.
Yeah, this has an oddly calming effect and something that I'm strangely enjoying. It was possible, but I'm feeling a lightness back in my soul. I'm feeling mirthy.
You can escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move.
You know, I see what they were going for there real quick with the whole private eyes thing. But real, that's creepy when you think about it.
Oh.
My private eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move.
It's a bit stalkerish.
A little stalkery. As a single young lady, I don't think I would play this song out of your car when you're driving around. Well, there you go. Call & Oates. If you're ever down in the dumps, you can call on Hall & Oates, and maybe they'll make you feel a little bit better or creeped out.
And if you're looking for the number to call, we'll post it on our socials. Check our stories. You can search Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Healthcare for supporting what we do.